listeners, this is Insert Question Here, a podcast from University Radio Nottingham, where I pose questions to our panel, which are really the answers, and the panel give me the answers, which are really the questions. You got all that? No, neither have we. Joining me on this episode, it's a girl who's posher than Waitrose Essential Duck Liver Pate, it's Hattie Hughes.
Hi guys.
Next up, it's the man who lies constantly about whether he's from London or Surrey, but we know the truth, it's Ollie Samuels.
Guten Tag.
And finally, it's the girl with a surname that's unpronounceable to all of us in this room and most of those outside of it, it's Ella Vidrinska.
Greetings.
So, to recap, in my hand is a Trivial Pursuit card from which I'll read out an answer, and all these guys have to do is tell me the question which gives that answer. For each correct answer they get a ding. And if they give an answer that's actually better than the one on the card, they get this. You all ready then?
Kind of.
As ready as I'll ever be, I think.
I don't think no's an option.
Let's get underway. Blue wedge for what I assume is people and places. Smoking. Smoking.
Smoking.
I can see the cogs working in our
yeah, 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 that's right.
Do you know what I was thinking? I was thinking, you know that advert where they photoshop David Cameron's face and he's wearing those like tiny shorts and he's like strolling along and then the Sharon Osbourne.
That worth an air horn, guys?
I mean, that's not really a question.
Yeah. How would you describe
that?
No, we're in the world of language a little bit more. Does anybody know German?
It's contrary to how I introduced myself at the end of the show, no, I don't.
You shot yourself in the foot there, yeah. Ollie. Could have picked any other language.
This is, what does a German sign reading Rauchen verboten gently request you to refrain from? Yeah, no one knows German.
Is this a children's question? Because personally, I think that's quite advanced.
This is the adult's version.
Okay, also, I don't think the children will be smoking anyway.
That's a good point.
So, we do not condone children smoking at URN.
I condone smoking, really. Your next answer is Springfield.
Ollie's house.
What?
I'm not a member of The Simpsons.
You should be, though.
I don't think I'd fit in.
I think you would.
What?
You totally would. Apart from the fact you're not yellow.
Yeah, I was going to say, the most important thing is I'm not yellow.
Yellow in this lighting.
It's going to be something like, what's the capital of Illinois or something?
No,
like
you're
that.
Thinking too real.
Is it, where is The Simpsons? Where do The Simpsons live?
It is a Simpsons question, but Who are the doctors on The Simpsons? And no, I'm not talking about Matt Smith and David Tennant.
There's Dr. Nick.
I'll start off. That's one.
Oh, there's Dr. Hibbert as well, isn't there?
Dr. Hibbert,
that's
and one
the other
more.
One.
Oh, God.
Early series.
This is really testing, like, my year five kind of procrastination.
I haven't watched The Simpsons in years.
Early series, did the shock therapy, and I think the voice actor may have died.
Not a clue.
I mean, I'll give Ella the point. I'll give Ella.
Yes.
I'll give that. Where are you most likely to live if your local doctors include Marvin Monroe, Nick Riviera, and Julius Hibbert?
Is his first name Julius?
Julius Hibbert.
Wow.
Your next answer, yellow for, I don't know what the category is, but it's got a Y on it, so I assume it's yellow for yellow.
I think it's to do with history and stuff. I can't remember what it is. Oh, it's like yesteryear. I don't know what it's called.
Martin Luther King Jr.
What did Martin Luther King name his son?
To be honest, that is a better answer. That is a better question than the one on the card. It's, which civil rights campaigner did writer Dorothy Parker leave her estate to? No, I would not have got that one either. Orange wedge for sports and leisure, even though it's got GL here. Stoke City.
Worst team I know.
Don't write in, Stoke fans.
So, football-related joke that I don't know about.
It is a pun, but it's not a football-related joke.
Insert Tuesday, wet, raining, messy-related joke here.
No. That sounded really bad to those who don't understand that joke.
Ollie Samuels, everybody.
No, what's your favourite Midlands football club if you're potty about the Potters? Someone clearly went round the office there laughing at that joke. Let's move on to the children's cards, because I feel...
It's probably more at my level, I'm going to be honest.
So your blue wedge for people and places, Australia's.
Australia's.
As in apostrophe, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I was going to say I've been growing up for 21 years and I've only ever known one Australia, so I hope there isn't two by now.
There's Tanzania, which is that little island off it, but that's not a separate Australia.
Yet. Yeah, time of recording.
Australia 2. We could found Australia
2, New Zealand 0, no?
Maybe we should. Maybe we should just make URN its own sovereign state and just call it Australia 2. No one would get the joke outside of us four.
And anyone who's listened in.
That's true.
So just us four.
No, I mean, think what's probably the only question
like,
they're going to ask on a kid's card.
It's going to do with kangaroos.
No. Oh, good idea, but no. Which country's capital city is Canberra?
I always say Cranberry.
That will be the capital of Australia too.
Your next answer, Great White Shark. And this is actually one of those multiple choice ones. So your multiple choice answers were Great Blue Whale, Great Black Bear, or Great White Shark. I'm not sure the first two have a great in front of them, but they do on the card.
Which one of those three has an actual great in front of them?
No.
Maybe they're just really good. Like, the bear in question is just a really good bear.
Yeah, he's, like, really jolly. He's friendly.
He's a great bear.
No, we're in the world of film.
I was going to say, like, who was the main protagonist of the film Jaws?
Oh.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, which creature starred in the film Jaws?
I still haven't seen Jaws. I'm not sure I want to.
I think I'm still a bit scared by it all.
Yeah, me too.
The whole kind of...
The music. It's
See,
great.
I can't take that seriously, because a comedian pointed out that it sounds so much like the build-up to You're Just Too Good to Be True.
Wow.
I just hear that, and I'm like getting ready to sing along. Oh, it's really bad. That's why I haven't seen Jaws, people.
Your next question, the big friendly giant, and I don't know why I couldn't say the first word of that.
Who wanted to change his name from the great friendly giant because there were too many things called great?
No.
What is the most? What is the most pervy children's book that's actually popular?
Who was the first cat?
Surely Lolita.
Have you actually...
to this kind of podcast.
Have you watched the trailer for it, though? The new one that's coming out?
The new one.
It's the creepiest thing ever.
Mm.
It's a bit of a creepy premise, but...
Thank you. I think I deserve a point.
It'd be nice. That's not an error.
Which children's character was copied by a generic sweet corn brand?
I'm not sure which came first.
Really?
Yeah.
I assume BFG came first.
Probably. I don't know. I mean, think really, really simple.
It's going to be like, what's the lead character of Roald Dahl's book?
No.
Who? Something to do with who befriends Sophie.
No, even simpler.
Is it just
who's a tall man who's really nice?
Not that
what
simple.
What does BFG stand for?
Yeah, that's it. Which character was sometimes called by his initials BFG? The next one is the halfway line.
What line denotes the middle distance between one end and the other end?
Is that actually true? No, I'll give you that. What line is painted through the centre spot of a football pitch? I will give you that.
Disappointing.
Wow.
The end of the game, today's winner is Ollie. Congratulations, you've won a special prize. It's a piece of old cutlery used by a famous Hollywood actress. That's right, it's one of Reese's Witherspoons. No, come on.
To be honest, that wasn't even so bad it deserved a laugh.
I'm just excited, I think, to have a new spoon to eat my cereal with in the morning.
Thank you all for listening in, and we'll be back next time with more Insert Question Here from URN.